K-A-Y-T. Gina. Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Hey! He kept raising his voice. He said, Lord, Lord, I know you can do it. And all I want is I want to see. Has anybody been like that? Lay your hands on me. Somebody might want to need that today. And when he laid his hand, when he laid his hands on him, he received a sight, and he said, Lord, do it. Lord, do it. I know you're a burden bearer, heart fixer, mind regulator. What you do? Somebody in here today might want him to do something for me. Do it for me. Do it for me. If you want him to do something for you, why don't you walk up that aisle? Do it for me. might be that child that has run away. Do it for me. Do it for me. Somebody got to make a decision. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody's got to make a decision that may change their life. Do it for me. Whatever it is, you ask the Lord, say, do it for me. Do it for me. Right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, I come this morning on behalf of everybody that's standing in front of me. Myself standing, those who standing behind me.
Lord have mercy.
Asking Father God that whatever it is that you and only you can do. We're asking Father that you do it. In the name of Jesus. Submit this prayer. Amen. 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 Do it for me. Right. Not tomorrow. Do it for me. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Choir, you can stay out. You can stay. Don't have to come out though. Amen. Do it for me. Verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to drop down to verse 23 through 26. First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 1 and 2. And then we will drop down to verse 23 and finish reading through verse 26. First Corinthians. You're going to find these words. Paul writes, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you. Stay out. You can stay. You can stay. Don't have to come back up. Amen. Do it for me. Right now.
Yes. Yes.
Verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to drop down to verse 23 through 26. First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 1 and 2. And then we will drop down to verse 23 and finish reading through verse 26. First Corinthians. You're going to find these words. Paul writes, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. And then when you go down to verse 23, Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' And after the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.'" Amen. You may be seated. I just want to talk about the revelation of Jesus' death. the revelation of Jesus's death. As was mentioned yesterday at that funeral, praise God, in 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord, which means that he had already died, and we're just going to be celebrating the resurrection. But there are two ordinances that we observe in the Baptist church. Amen. The ordinance of baptism and the Lord's Supper. I won't talk about baptism today. I just want to talk about the Lord's Supper today, because I believe that the Lord's Supper is important to us, because if it was not important, I don't believe that the Holy Spirit would have allowed Paul to even write about it. The proper, or to properly observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we need to be serious and earnest. And at the same time, have an attitude of joyful celebration. Boy, that was timely. You see, remembering an event as significant as the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ should fill us with a spirit of awe and deepest reverence. The ordinance of the Lord's Supper gives us reason to celebrate what he did for us at Calvary while we anticipate his glorious return. Because you do know he's coming back. And as we do so, we are actually proclaiming the fact of his redemptive death on the cross. And we need to do this, praise God, for our heart's good and for the salvation of others. Because we are in the business of sharing the word of God. Believe it or not, we are in the business of witnessing to others. Let me say that again. We are in the business, praise God, of telling other people about this God that we serve. And as we look at our text and some other scriptures that I'm going to use, let us see what this death of our Lord Jesus Christ really revealed, praise God, to us in this great redemptive act, praise God, which has significance for all people. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, his death has some significance for you. Praise God. So when the first thing that when we, would you lower that mic just a little bit? Praise God. When we first look at the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, first it reveals the awfulness of sin. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Sin is awful. And Jesus' death reveals the awfulness of sin. See, sometimes people wonder, why do I always have the neighbor to talk to the other neighbor? See, if I have you to talk and repeat some of the things that I think, they're going to stick with you a little bit longer. Yeah. You see, the reason Jesus died was because of your sin and my sin. It was our sin, praise God, was the reason for his death. Oh, no, I know y'all looking at me. Somebody said, well, I just got here in the 21st century. I'm not that old, and I am. No, it's because of your sin and my sin is the reason why he had to die. Amen. Let me give you some scripture. Some folks, you know, when you, and I like that. I like the fact that folk want to hear why I say something. That's why I say I'll never get up here and preach, praise God, or teach without trying to back it up with some scripture. Praise God. You see, when the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph, I'm talking about before Jesus was even born. Matthew's record at Matthew's chapter 1, verse 21. Put that on the marquee. Look what he says. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And look what he came to do. And he shall save his people from loving. From giving. From forgiving. He said that he will save them from their sins. But not only that, praise God, we find at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, fellow by the name of John the Baptist. Y'all know who he is? The one that wore camel clothing. He ate locusts. He ate honey. He ate a lot of wild stuff. In fact, if y'all would have saw a guy walk around like that today, you know what y'all would say about him? Man, that guy is downright crazy. Praise God. But guess what he did at the beginning of Jesus' ministry? He said these words at John chapter 1, verse 29. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. John was out baptizing, and he looking around at those who were coming to be baptized. And then he saw one coming. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. And look what he said he came to do. He came which takes away what? The sin of the world. Praise God. And we find that the Apostle Paul said, let me have a piece of that because Peter. Because Peter at one time had told Jesus what he wasn't going to do. Do y'all remember that? I know y'all remember that, your Bible readers. Praise God. 16th chapter of Matthew's when Peter had just made the proclamation, praise God, that Jesus.